This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome to our moments with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, this Ramadan 1441 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. Today, we zoom into an ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, and in particular an ayah from the ayat of fasting in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, a fixed number of days. Subhanallah, Allah mentions this immediately after commanding us towards fasting and teaching us that the objective of fasting is the attainment of taqwa. But taqwa isn't guaranteed. Perhaps you may attain taqwa. Now the scholars of tafsir highlight for us that this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that people might hyperventilate when they understand that they have to stop eating and stop drinking during the daylight hours, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately highlights that this is not something which will last forever, but Allah only wants from you a certain number of days every year for you. Not for Allah, for you. And you should bring those days for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I've been pondering over this aside of this wonderful, amazing reflection by the scholars of tafsir. And to the point of understanding, subhanallah, how 29 or 30 days, this fixed number of days, is something intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the ayat of fasting to teach us that for transformation to happen, you have to go through an incubation period, right? If we look at the two ayat together, we can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I want for you to get taqwa, so I'm putting you on a mandatory training program every year that lasts 29 or 30 days. The days are intended. And this is further highlighted, subhanallah, when we look at the end of the ayat of fasting. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ, you have to complete the days, subhanallah. To attain taqwa, you have to complete the days. And through 29 or 30 days, some people will achieve taqwa. And some people won't. They will need another Ramadan, or another few Ramadans. They will need the fast of Shawwal, or the other voluntary fast during every other month. The point is, the mandatory training period, the mandatory incubation period is at least 29 to 30 days and not less. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, every day, especially for those who love transformation and productivity and innovation and so on and so forth on an individual level as well as at an organizational level, right? We are looking to bring good habits into our lives and get rid of bad habits. But every time we try to do this, we face resistance, right? Subhanallah, it's like a universal law of life. When you try and change something established, there's resistance that will be faced. When we try to change ourselves, we find ourselves not really playing ball with us. We go through this difficult period where we feel it, subhanallah, it's so hard and you feel like giving up. At an organizational level as well, you find your staff, you find elements within the organization giving you resistance because, you know, they just can't come to terms with the concept of change. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that change needs time. And it's going to be hard at the beginning. And it may still be hard at the middle. But you cannot give up. Keep at it. Keep pushing for at least 29 or 30 days. And then you will see the fruits of your labor. And those fruits will only make you smile. Subhanallah. There is this incubational period. Subhanallah. Now, you know, looking at the books of management and self-development today, you find this common 40-day rule being pitched that whenever you want to create change in your organization or in your life, you got to go through this 40-day incubation period, right? And I read this many, many years ago and in more than one book, and I used to ponder, subhanallah, do we have something in Islam to teach us about this incubation rule? And here we have it, subhanallah, in the ayat of fasting in Ramadan. Also, there's a narration by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, in which he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us that Allah creates us in the wombs of our mothers during 40-day incubation periods, right? You go through a 40-day incubation period where you resemble a droplet, then a 40-day incubation period where you resemble a clot, and then another period where you resemble, a chewed piece of flesh, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places us in these incubation periods, right? And maybe, subhanallah, this is part and parcel, and Allah knows us better than we know ourselves, and He created us, part and parcel of our DNA and nature as human beings, that for change to happen, we have to go through some turbulence that lasts the span of a few days, and thereafter, we will become acquainted right? We'll go through the teething period and the calibration will then take place and things will become easier for us. This is the same for taqwa, brothers and sisters in Islam, right? We got to detach from the dunya and reattach ourselves to the akhirah, but it's not going to be easy. You have to push through. And the message of this video, brothers and sisters, is, I know a few days of Ramadan has gone. You may have not hit all the targets you would have liked. There might have been some bad habits that, subhanAllah, you wished were buried, but they've come out, subhanAllah, and more times than you would like. I'm saying to you, don't lose hope. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for assistance and push on, because Ramadan is a period of 29 or 30 days, and Allah will judge us based on the strength of our ending. It's an incubation period. It's normal to have the teething periods and the turbulence. Don't become demotivated by it. Rather expect it as something normal and push on. That's the lesson for today, brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.